Good morning. Welcome to the Tuesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Limler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Jumping on a little early this morning, a lot to get done today. I've got some work to do, and then I'll be set up at the South Bend Farmers Market with photos and photo calendars. Artwork that my wife and I have done to raise funds for Impact Prayer Ministry. We're leaving there to head to Kentucky to spend time volunteering with IDES, International Disaster Emergency Service, helping with tornado relief, damage cleanup, and serving people in the name of Jesus. And so likely won't have a morning broadcast for a period of time. Often those areas that need help have limited internet and ability for me to connect. And so if you don't find these each morning, that's what's going on. Not quite sure how long I'll be there. I'll be back before Christmas, but that's coming up quick. Today we continue a focus we began yesterday on pursuing peace. And if you want to follow these on the Impact Prayer Ministry Facebook page, also on the Impact Prayer Ministry website, impactprayerministry.com, you'll find a section for prayer guides. And that's what I use as the basis for these morning devotions, are prayer guides that I've written. This week is focused on pursuing peace, and next week we'll continue that as well. And so each daily focus point has a scripture and a few prayer starters that you can follow along even without the daily broadcast that I do. But today we're talking about pursuing peace with one another, and looking specifically from a verse Jesus said in Mark chapter 9 verse 50, salt is good, but if it loses its saltiness, how can you make it salty again? Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with each other. Jesus has called us to be the salt of the earth, the light of the world, the representation of Him to the people around us. And in this verse specifically, he seems to connect this idea of pursuing peace with one another with our effectiveness at being that salt of the earth. Obviously, if we're constantly at odds with everyone around us, our witness for Jesus is fairly tarnished. When churches get caught up in the midst of division and fights within the body, the witness to the community is fairly weak, if it exists at all. It's when we learn to live at peace with one another that this idea of being the salt of the earth gains traction. It gains an appeal to a world, to people who are constantly in turmoil, who are looking for peace in their life. When we talk about the hope that we have in Jesus, when we talk about Jesus bringing peace to our life, if we're not learning and pursuing peace with one another, our message sounds rather conflicting. One of the difficulties of living in a time where social media allows us to not only share our opinions, but to become very divisive. Is that it gives the appearance that we might not get along with anyone. As we consider today, praying about pursuing peace with one another, it's one of those things that when I teach about prayer, when I talk specifically about learning to pray and praying more in line with God's desire. I like to say that prayer is not simply something we do, but prayer ought to be something that leads and directs what we do. It's one of the reasons why I end up volunteering with IDES, why I go into disaster areas, because out of the prayer time, I pray for people that are suffering. I pray for people that have experienced loss and disaster. And God directs me in those prayer times to say, you have some abilities that can help. And I know that God has gifted every individual uniquely. Obviously, some overlap in things that we share in common that we're able to do, things that we don't share. And I realize not everyone can go. But everyone can pray. Everyone can pursue peace with one another. And when we pray about pursuing peace, I believe that God will convict us through His Spirit to not simply talk to Him about pursuing peace, but He'll say, go out and do it. Put those prayers into action. You see, our prayer life isn't simply about us directing God. As a matter of fact, it's not at all about us directing God. And sometimes we pray like that's what it is. God, I really want to be at peace with so-and-so. You go change them. You go make things right. When God directed prayer, says, God, help me to be at peace with everyone. Help me to be at peace with my neighbor, with my coworker, with my family members. Show me what I need to do. Help me to keep my mouth quiet if that's what's necessary. Help me to speak up if I need to. Give me the wisdom to know which is which. You see, our prayer life is such that it is talking with God. It's listening to God. It's spending time in His Word and awareness of His Spirit, of His presence within us. So that we can receive direction. And pursuing peace comes with an implied action that we're doing something. That we're chasing it down. That we're actively not only seeking it, but working toward it. And so our prayers ought to be about us changing to be at peace with one another. And he said, well, but you don't know them. I don't need to. I know what God says. Talked about this yesterday. He says that as far as it depends upon you, be at peace with everyone. Do what you can and see where God takes it. As we spend time praying today, I would encourage you to pray about those situations, those individuals in your life that you may not be at peace with. Pray about how God would have you do something to pursue peace with them. Continue praying for those across the western Kentucky and the surrounding states that were impacted by the tornadoes over the weekend. Pray for those that are responding, that are helping, that are serving in the name of Jesus. Pray for how you can be involved. Some go, some send, some donate. I'll have a truckload of diapers that I'll be taking with me to see where God will use them. Because of individuals that have contributed since the Louisiana hurricanes when I gave away all I had then, and God has restocked the supply. By people who were not able to go, but they were able to help. And so today those will be gone, and I'll wait to see who God uses to restock for whatever's next. But pray with the idea that God would involve you when you listen and when you seek peace, when you pursue it with one another. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you're a God that loves us. And your love calls us to yourself to spend time in communication and listening and understanding. God, help us to develop our prayer life in such a way that it's not simply about talking, but it's about responding. That prayer is not simply something that we only something that we do, but it's something that directs what we do. And God, today as we pray about pursuing peace, may our prayers lead us to actually doing that. To taking those steps, making those calls, spending the time necessary to listen with understanding. May we pursue peace to the best of our ability with your help, with your Spirit guiding us, with a life lived according to your word. May we chase after a peace with one another. And God, today we continue to pray for those who are suffering. I pray specifically for those throughout the Kentucky and surrounding states region, this quad state area that were impacted severely by tornadoes over the weekend. I pray for those who are currently responding, those that will be responding, those that are listening to you as to how they can be involved. For those that are able to go, that you would guide their steps and protect them and make their work effective in representing Jesus. For those that can't go for a lot of different reasons, may they be involved in praying for those that are serving and supporting those that are serving and giving and sharing and making the needs known. God, I pray that you would be glorified as your people reach out to those that are hurting. Not just those that are hurting from disasters, but the people around us daily that are hurting. Some that are struggling still because of COVID, that the known and the seen and the obvious struggles of the health issues, but the collateral issues that accompanies it with loss of work and income and strength and stamina and so many other things. Father, those that continue to struggle with just the daily activities of life due to illness and accidents and injury and so many that I'm thinking of today that need your help and need a greater awareness that they've not been forgotten by you and they've not been forgotten by your people. Fathers, we pray, may we respond according to your direction. And may our response always be one that pursues peace. But Father, may it not simply pursue a form of peace that ignores the real issues, but may it pursue a real peace that is only found when each one of us become reconciled with you. May the peace that we pursue include and be focused on a peace not only with one another, but a peace that one another, that every one another around us would have with you. And may we live with that peace ourselves in such a way that as we lift up Jesus, many are drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. This has been the Tuesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.